The sentencing of Mengistu marked the end of a 12-year struggle for government prosecutors to seek the death penalty for the dictator known widely in Ethiopia as the Butcher of Addis Ababa. The lesser sentence of life imprisonment surprised prosecutors and relatives of genocide victims in the courtroom who had expected Mengistu to receive the death sentence because of the serious nature of his crimes. But freelance journalist Les Newhouse, who was in court in Addis Ababa, says there was little visible outrage when the sentence was handed down.
There were a lot of people who were not happy with the situation, but I think these folks are resigned to the fact that they're not going to see any kind of tangible justice done.
That is because the former Ethiopian dictator has been in exile in Zimbabwe since 1991, when he was overthrown by rebels led by the current Ethiopian Prime Minister, Meles Zenawi. Meles' government was able to convict Mengistu in absentia last month, but Newhouse says it has been unable to get him back to Ethiopia to face justice.
There have been requests for extradition of Mengistu to Ethiopia, but that's being completely ignored by Robert Mugabe, the leader of Zimbabwe.
The New York-based Human Rights Watch organization criticized Mugabe's protection of Mengistu, saying it is a clear case of one dictator protecting another. 72 other people had been put on trial, but only 33 defendants were in court for sentencing. The majority received life in prison, and four others received sentences of up to 25 years in prison for their role in one of the bloodiest chapters in Ethiopian history. Mengistu led a pro-Soviet Marxist-Leninist military junta known as the Derg, which deposed Emperor Haile Selassie in 1974. From 1977 to early 1978, Mengistu launched a campaign widely referred to as the Red Terror to wipe out an anti-government rebellion. Thousands of suspected opponents were rounded up and executed without trial. Another deadly side effect of the Red Terror was that severe famines crippling the country were kept secret from the international community. A subsequent forced relocation project in rural areas led to the deaths of millions of Ethiopians. Alicia Ru, VOA News, Nairobi.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。